New York City writer Francine Prose sets her latest novel in the aftermath of the Rosenberg trials of the 1950s. Book critic Joan Baum has this review.
70 years ago, this past spring, husband and wife Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were convicted for spying for the Soviet Union, largely on the testimony against them by Ethel's brother, David Greenglass, who worked at the atomic lab at Los Alamos, New Mexico. The Rosenbergs maintained their innocence to the day they died, executed at Sing Sing on June 19, 1953. New books keep coming out about the Rosenbergs, particularly about 37-year-old, matronly-looking Ethel, who allegedly only typed up information. Just this past June, a clever, serious, funny, satirical, twist-and-turn novel by award-winning American writer Francine Prose called The Vixen. There's something in our own divisive ideological culture that no doubt prompts revisiting the Rosenbergs and the Red Scare 50s, and Francine Prose found an ingenious way of doing so that explores the way truth and lies interact. Enter likable, inexperienced, but ambitious first-person narrator and recent literature graduate Simon Putnam, who comes from a loving middle-class Jewish family in Coney Island. Good-looking, with a Mayflower Puritan last name tagged on to his immigrant father by a wag at Ellis Island, Simon is smart enough to have won a scholarship to Harvard, but he's unable to find a suitable job. To his surprise and delight, his well-known uncle Madison Putnam, a cynical literary intellectual, finds him a junior editorial position at a prestigious publishing house where Simon is put in charge of a slush pile of loser manuscripts. He reveres the aristocratic CEO Warren Landry, smooth, sophisticated, rich, the consummate wasp. When Landry gives Simon a special secret project, Simon is flattered. But what a job it is. He must turn a badly written novel about Ethel Rosenberg into a somewhat less badly written novel that will be a potboiler success and keep the company financially afloat. The manuscript is called The Vixen, The Patriot, and The Fanatic, and the author is one Anya Partridge, a quirky, beautiful young woman who lives in a mental facility upstate. Just fix up some of her hilariously bad sentences, the CEO says, but leave the character and concept in place. Poor Ethel, whom Simon's mother knew in Brooklyn and pitied. In Anya's book, Ethel Rosenberg is Esther Rosenstein, a sexy man-trap who vamps around in a fox stole. Vixen, get it? What will he do? One thing, meet the author of this awful manuscript, whose picture on the book jacket has already aroused his passions, and try to persuade her to make some changes and protect the Ethel his mother knew. The plot now takes a surprising and suspenseful turn. Anya seduces Simon on one of the rides they go on at Coney Island, his naive sense of sharing his past with her, until she suddenly disappears. It's no spoilers to say that Simon realizes to his shame that he's been played. Narrative, he muses, turns on the shock of finding out, the quickened heartbeat when the truth rips the mask off a lie. Only life is more complicated. Both statements ring true, as Francine Prose's own fiction ironically reveals. I'm Joan Baum.
Joan Baum is an arts critic who lives in Springs, Long Island. She's also host of the podcast, Baum on Books.